UN Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights, Kyung-hwa Kang, is calling for the international community to combat the culture of impunity that has fueled more than two decades of war in Somalia. Kang's comments followed an official two-day tour of the semi-autonomous Puntland region in the northeast and the self-declared state of Somaliland in northwestern Somalia. Speaking late Wednesday in Nairobi, Kang told reporters that documenting human rights abuses in the war-torn country would be critical to building a lasting peace.
Even as conflict continues in some areas, we must begin the work of systematically documenting the most serious abuses throughout the years of conflict, with the vision of one day holding perpetrators to account. Addressing the continuing cycle of impunity and violence should be a cornerstone in the foundation of building peace in Somalia, and it should serve as a deterrent to would-be violators that they will be held to account.
The UN-backed Somali government has been struggling to maintain control of parts of the capital, Mogadishu, while battling Islamist insurgent group Al-Shabaab. Just more than 3 weeks ago, the Al-Qaeda-linked group launched an offensive to conquer more territory in the city. The United Nations estimates more than 230 people were killed and a further 23,000 were driven from their homes in the first 2 weeks of fighting. Al-Shabaab forces often fire mortars at government-controlled areas of the city, with government troops responding in kind. Government forces, backed by 7,200 African Union troops, have recently been accused of indiscriminately killing civilians while firing on neighborhoods that harbor rebel forces. During her trip, Kang also visited refugee camps where she said residents were suffering from neglect and mismanagement. Kang urged the international community and the Somali authorities to step up their efforts.
In my visit to the IDP camp, I had a clear sense that much more needs to be done, and they were not getting the sufficient levels of food assistance, health assistance, educational assistance that international norms require. This is some of the worst situations that we find IDPs in. So clearly there is need for more support, more systematic support.
Somalia has not had a functioning central government since dictator Mohamed Siad Barre was removed from power in 1991. Government forces have been battling Al-Shabaab since 2007, but have lost control of much of southern Somalia, clinging to only parts of the capital. Michael Onyego for VOA News, Nairobi.